Did someone order freedom?
Yes, you did hear that right. Welcome back to another podcast, dear friend. Freedom bells are ringing. I'm your host, Talina Goyen, and I'm here to talk about the good, bad, ugly, and everything there is in between of the lifestyle of the military. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Dear Friend. I'm your host, Talina Goyen, and let me tell you, this is getting kind of exciting. This is my second episode, and it's so weird because even though it's my second episode, I enjoy getting to be by myself and just sitting here and talking about things I like to talk about. I don't know, I enjoy it, and I'm feeling a lot more comfortable recording my voice and sitting there listening to it, editing. I don't know if that's just because I think it's super fun to talk, so I was already into podcasting, or if I'm just getting a little bit more comfortable in my knowledge of it and kind of the way I plan things out. So this is pretty cool. I was really debating having a guest on for this episode just to maybe switch things up a little bit. But, you know, like I just said, this is only my second episode. So when I was thinking about having a guest, I was like, it would be really interesting. But at the same time, I'm like, I still just started and my audience doesn't really know much about me other than what you guys got in the first episode. And I don't know, I think I don't want to have a guest on yet. And that's okay because this is my podcast and I want to give you guys what you want to hear, but until I have an actual following and an actual audience who give me preferences of what they like to hear, I'm just going to make this episode my own. And so I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, and you kind of have to think about what you're going to talk about, because if you don't, you kind of just sit there and your mind's in a haze and you're like, well, how do I continue this conversation? And I was thinking, and what I wanted to talk about was the topic of quote unquote fake marriages in the military. And when I say fake marriages, I am referring to the marriages that come about, just so that both parties will benefit financially from it. You see this actually a lot, I think, in the military today. I know a lot of people. I was going to say I have a lot of friends. They're not necessarily all my friends, but I do know a lot of people who are in the military and ended up getting married for the reason of getting their basic housing allowance and getting separation pay and getting all the benefits that they get from being married and having kids and, you know, having dependents. And so I wanted to talk about this topic because, you know, it's kind of like we're going from something that is used to be very traditional of just, you know, getting married for love, to now there are so many people who get married for different reasons, and the military is a big cause of reasons other than love to be getting married. And as I was thinking about talking about this, I was like, man, everything that I want to talk about seems so negative when I'm kind of talking about the real and the raw of the military. But, you know, it doesn't have to be negative. Some people may have a negative view of this topic and, you know, why some people chose to get married for the reasons that they did. But you know what? It happens, and it happens a lot. And it's something that people should know and people should talk about, because it's very real. And why I wanted to talk about it was because this topic actually pertains a lot to me. I wasn't married, but I told you guys a little bit about my boyfriend in the first episode. He's in the Navy. So I've gotten a lot of military relationship experience the last couple of years that him and I have been together, but he was, drumroll please, he was married, and I actually didn't even find out that he was married until a couple of months into our actual relationship. So I kind of wanted to tell you guys a story about that and talk about my views on it before I found out, my views on it after I found out, and now what my views are about 2 years later since I found out that he was married. And so, to give you a little bit of backstory, when him and I started dating, I obviously knew that he was in the military. I knew that he was in the Navy. We kind of established like career paths and everything like that when we first started talking. But I didn't really know anything about him or his views on marriage specifically, if he wanted to get married, if he, you know, didn't like marriages, if his parents were still married, if he has specific views on divorce. You know, everyone's different. And I didn't know much about him in those regards, and we actually never really even brought it up ever. Like, marriage was just never something we talked about, not because we don't see each other with each other for the rest of our lives, but I don't know, we're happy in the moment, so we just don't really ever talk about the future like that. But what he did know was that I am from a very traditional Christian family, and my parents' views very much on marriage are, you know, when you get married, you're making a commitment to someone, and you're also making a commitment to God, and you go through a ceremony, and, you know, there's all of these things that you do and you say for the love and for your partner. And my parents had pretty strict views on that. So growing up, I always knew I wanted to be married, and I kind of knew, in my opinion, divorce wasn't an option. I still don't want it to be an option. I would like to marry one person and spend the rest of my life with that person. I know sometimes that's not the case, and that is totally okay. I'm just telling you guys what my views are. And my boyfriend knew this. He knew that these were my family's views. These were my views. Even though him and I didn't talk about it specifically regarding us, he just knew that those were my views. And him and I would go to Vegas a lot, and so I kind of started noticing every time we were in Vegas, he would make jokes about the people who go there and get drunk and get married by Elvis and, you know, wake up the next day with a ring on their finger. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. He would be making a lot of jokes about, like, weddings in Vegas, and I never really thought they were funny. I never really knew why he was bringing them up, because to me, and my views, as I just talked about, like, marriage isn't something that I like to joke about or I like to just throw around and put out there, because it is very important to me. And so those jokes kind of made me feel uneasy. It was just weird that it was something he always threw out. And, you know, a couple months later, it's so weird how it happened. One of my best friend's dads, he's a divorce lawyer. And so one day her and I were like looking through something. It was like a database that you could, you know, search people's names and like their marriage certificates would come up, or their divorce certificates would come up, and it would show you all the legal paperwork. And so random, as I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, how did this even happen? But her and I were like on that database, and she had said, oh, let's put in my boyfriend's name just to see if anything were to come up, like a ha-ha moment. And I was like, okay, because I didn't think anything of it. And we put it in, and sure enough, you guys can probably guess, he was married. And like, not only was he previously married, but his divorce wasn't even finalized. So he was still married while him and I were in this relationship. So you could imagine my disbelief and, you know, that heart sinking feeling of like, oh my God, this is not happening. Because try to understand where I'm coming from, of all the views that I just told you that myself and my family have. And then, you know, a couple months later, realizing I'm dating someone who is married, like legally married, and I didn't even know about it. So, needless to say, we had a conversation, you know, and it's crazy me talking about it now, because if I were to talk to you about it any time around when this actually happened, I couldn't talk about it without crying. But now I can sit here and tell however many random strangers that I don't know that this happened to me, and I can sit here and do it without crying. And that to me shows a lot of growth, and it kind of shows not only growth of like myself and my views, but even like in my faith, I feel growth. And it was because back then, I first of all didn't know that many people who did things like that. I didn't really know that getting married in the military for money was a thing. But obviously finding this out and talking to my boyfriend about it and really understanding the roots of the situation and what was going on, I was more understanding of it. I personally would never do this. I still don't think it's, you know, the best way to utilize your benefits, I guess. I still don't look at doing this in a positive light necessarily. But I understand that for some people, it has to be done. They're going to do what they need to do to benefit themselves and benefit other people who are helping them. And so I understand that. And now I have so many friends who have gotten married for the benefits and for the financial gain that the military has to offer. And it's so crazy because I live in a military town, so obviously everyone around me kind of feels the same way or has been involved in it, and kind of we all have the same views. But it's funny because I can't go home and talk to my family about this or my friends back home or the people I grew up with, because they would think that I've been maybe brainwashed is the right word of these views that my parents look at very negatively and my family sees as such a negative thing. But to me, I feel like I've grown so much because I was ignorant to the fact of, you know, people having a lot more difficult situations to be living in than I do. And I was ignorant to the fact that not everyone's going to have the same views and opinions as me. And that's okay, because clearly mine has changed over time. And I wanted to bring this topic up because I feel like if this has happened to me, I know for sure this has happened to men and women out there, and I'm not alone, because, you know, I know that even people who do this, like even people who do get married for the money, quote unquote, I know they don't feel great about it, because I think they know that people are gonna judge them. Their command is gonna judge them. People they work with are gonna judge them. Their family is gonna judge them. Their best friends. You know, nobody would really look at this in a sense of congratulations, like we wish you both health and happiness, because the marriage wasn't done per se for the right reasons in some people's eyes. And I just think this is a really good topic to bring up because it's happening, and I don't think it's going to stop happening. If anything, I would love to look up the statistics of marriages within the military from, I don't know, dating 100 years back to now, to see what the rise is and to see if economic factors play a role in that rise, because I'm sure that they do, which is okay and it's totally fine. But that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I know there are people out there who do this or who want to do this and are thinking about doing this. And I think it's something, I don't know if it should be normalized, but it shouldn't be looked at as negatively as I once looked at it, because I understand now. And I just want people to open their minds to other people's situations and circumstances. And, you know, there's just so much more that goes into it. It's not black and white. And I just urge people to really stop reflecting negatively on certain things that go on within the military, because these are the things that I come here to talk about with you guys. I want to talk about things like fake marriages and cheating relationships and long deployments and depression. Like, I want to get into the nitty gritty deep stuff that no one likes talking about, because no one wants to sit on a podcast and talk about how they found out their boyfriend that they've been dating for 6 months is married. So let me just put that out there. I'm bringing it up because I want people to talk about it. I want this to be a topic, and I want it to be a comfortable topic that people can come and talk about their own experience, share, you know, their plans, if they want to do something, why they want to do it, why they don't want to do it. Like, I want to know, and I want you guys to know that I'm here to listen, and I'm here to talk about all the things that no one wants to talk about. And I would love for you guys to submit your questions to me so that I can read them on the podcast and answer them to my best ability with my own experience. PSA, I am in no way an expert or a professional that should be giving advice about anything, but I am just on here because I want to talk to you guys about these things, and I want everyone to open up, and I want this to be a community where everybody feels respected and everybody feels safe to share. But on that note, I hope you guys join me next week as well. I think I might have a guest on next week. So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. Or if you're interested in hearing my voice again, stay tuned. And I will talk to you guys next week. Alrighty, friends. Thanks for joining back into another episode of Dear Friend. Don't forget to tune in next week for next week's show. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes.